Thank you very much for attending this conference call. First of all, I apologize for the delayed start of the Piaggio first quarter 2013 conference call. Here with me there are Mr. Roberto Colaninno, Piaggio Group Chairman and Chief Executive Officer, and Mr. Gabriele Galli, Piaggio Group General Finance Manager. During the conference call, we'll be using material that you can download from our website under the link Investors. After some introductory remarks, we will be available to answer to the question you may have. Before going ahead, I remind you that during today's conference call, we can use forward-looking statements that are subject to risk that can cause actual results to be materially different. Now I'm ready to start the conference, and I'm glad to hand over the call to Mr. Roberto Colaninno.
Hello, good morning to everybody. I want to just introduce with some comments the results that Piaggio reached on the first quarter. I want to underline primarily the trend of the market that, as you see and you know, is quite negative in Europe, as is exactly online regarding Asia, and instead is going well in the United States. I don't referring to South America and to Africa because for the time being is not market where Piaggio ever entered on that. Regarding the results of sales, we can say that we keep the position in Europe, and we reached some good point in India, where the three-wheeler market is going for us better than last year and better than our expectation of this year. On the starting of Vespa in India instead is slowing because despite the very competitive price that anyway put the Vespa at the top line, we don't want to sacrifice the price in order to accelerate the sales volume in the market where number one is very sensitive for technology, consumer, and also is very sensitive to the products as Vespa represents. Naturally, what we have to focalize our attention in India is to organize the sales distributions operation because we want to cover all the market with the name that can sell this kind of products in terms of dealers, in terms of sales branch that we are on the way to organize, and I want to anticipate that we are in line with our budget in terms of sales point of Vespa in India. Regarding Southeast of Asia instead, we have changed our responsible for Indonesia market that we consider one of the major reason not to be in line with our expectation last year. We move on in Vietnam and in the other country of ASEAN against the very strong and hard competition coming from Honda especially and from Yamaha. Honda, we know that they are focused on the market in their segment different than Vespa. Vespa is on the premium segment, and Vespa is very high price, and we want to maintain that price for that kind of market. United States instead make a very excellent result for the first quarter. It's a totally different situation than 3 years ago, where we were very concerned about the financial position of the branch. Today, all is over, and the United States company is in profit, is on budget, is in profit. They are under control. The stock. Primarily, they are under control the stock of the dealer, that, as you know, by the American law, is very delicate. Represent a very delicate situation, because, as you know, the dealer has the right to return the stock that for him is quite difficult to sell. This situation is quite clean, and now this company is running very well, and we expected that for this type of division will be over the budget. So, but say that from the commercial point of view, I want to say that the company reacted in an excellent way on the cost control, productivity, and cash management. The three sector thank you to this three sector, first quarter that normally, due to the seasonality cycle of the Piaggio products, is the lower quarter of the year. So to be in profit and to be with all the other ratio better than expectation, give to us the confidence to be able also to look for the rest of the year in a positive way, in an optimistic way. Naturally, we have to do a lot of things. Number one is to keep the margin around 30%, reduce the OPEX, reduce dramatically the OPEX, and then to look for a new product to launch on the Indian market in terms of three-wheeler and in terms of four-wheeler vehicle, light commercial vehicle, and then to look on the Southeast of Asia, the possibility to launch the motorbike as Moto Guzzi. There is received a very welcome from that kind of market. For what regards the Italian market instead, where is coming the major problems, we don't see in the future a change of this market. We look to maintain our market share, we look to maintain our price, and we look to look also to keep our cost on budget, and primarily to look in terms of new products that will in favor of the in terms of new products, what I'm saying is that, as you know, the launch of Vespa 946 is quite good, and we have for the first time some booking of the products that is in line with our expectation, and we're beginning to deliver the products by July, September. Also give a good result for the Moto Guzzi New California products that give us the possibility to compete with that segment of market, with that segment of products, and they have already results from the market quite positive. So I want to say, despite the negative trend of the market, as Piaggio, we're looking in the future to be able to control and to manage this complicated situation regarding especially the sales volume, and to maintain the cost and price on line of what is budgeted and what we expected to be during the year.
Okay, now I turn the call to Mr. Gabriele Galli, that can comment on the results and the number in deep details. Okay, thank you.
Okay, good afternoon to everybody. We can go through the short presentation we prepared. So starting from slide 3, so basically, as Mr. Colanino said, the market conditions are very difficult at the moment. All the Western markets are hitting the new lows. In Italy, it is at an all-time low since the 80s. Asia-Pacific is presenting a flattening demand. Indian two-wheels is going down as a total market, although it is good in terms of flattish in terms of scooter performance. Indian commercial vehicles are showing a moderate demand growth in three-wheeler, while the sub-one-ton four-wheeler are going down. In this scenario, we focused on premium products, rigorous pricing discipline, and efficiency gains. So in Europe, we had a positive price effect, showing that we are moving toward high-end vehicle and high displacement segments. In North America, we went on growing in terms of market share, in terms of turnover. Moto Guzzi proved to be successful during these 3 months, and the percentage margin showed a strong resilience to volume decrease. In Asia Pacific, we had a slowdown, but because we've been destocking a little bit the dealer network stock, both in Vietnam and in Indonesia, and we gained some market share in Vietnam as well as in all the other countries. As a second key point, we showed a resilience of pricing. So passing from Vespa Vietnam to other markets, other products, we showed price holding up. In India, we have been improving the performance throughout the quarter. As you know, in January, we had a strike. Month after month, the performance turned to be positive in commercial vehicle, especially for the domestic market. The export is still affected by the import duty hike in Sri Lanka. Ape City Pax has been launched and it starts, of course, to yield results, also if we have been launching it some months ago. Vespa running rate, as Mr. Torino was saying, is around 4,000 units stable in the quarter. Slide number 4. Despite this decrease in net sales, which accounted for 11.6%, we have been gaining significant cost efficiency. And thanks to these cost efficiencies, we achieved an EBITDA margin increase. Last year it was 9.6%, this year it is 9.9%. And a positive net result. Basically, we achieved this result by going on with our strategy of premium price positioning and pursuing product cost efficiencies by contracting OPEX, and we had a significant OPEX reduction in the Q1 2013 around 10 euro million, also including around 6 euro million of restructuring costs we sustained in order to close the plant in Spain. We have also some higher financial expenses compared to last year due to a high debt level in line with the increase of debt level we had during 2012. In terms of CAPEX, last year was a record year, 145 euro million. This year we are targeting around 100 million, and in the first quarter we had a CAPEX reduction from 30 euro million last year to 22 euro million this year. The net debt increase reflecting the seasonality of the business because, as we said, the difference compared to Q1 2012 is very much aligned to the difference we had at the end of 2012 compared to 2011. The debt profile is still very much robust with 2.5 years of life of debt and an ample liquidity backup. Moving to slide 5, we can see the key numbers of P&L. Turnover went down from 343 to 303, minus 11.6. If you exclude the effect of Indian rupee, so the forex effect, the decrease in turnover would have been 9.2%. The gross margin is very much aligned to previous year, 29% versus 29.4% last year. And this proves the operational flexibility that the group has in terms of reacting to reduction of production and turnover. In absolute terms, the decrease in gross margin was 13 euro million following the strong decrease in turnover. In terms of EBITDA, the difference compared to last year has been very much contained. Last year it was 33, this year it is 30, so minus 2.9 euro million, showing a strong reduction in OPEX. And as we said before, it includes extraordinary OPEX of around 6 euro million to restructure the operations in Spain. The depreciation charge is aligned, 20.3 versus 20. So the difference in terms of EBIT is 3.2 euro million, 9.8 versus 13 last year. Going to financial expenses, there is an increase of around 10%, and this is due to the higher level of debt following the huge CapEx program we had in 2012 to expand the operations in Asia and India. So the income before tax is 1.8 versus 5.8 last year, and after a tax of 0.7 euro million, we achieved a net result of around 1.1 euro million, which compares with 3.2 last year. In terms of net financial position, there is, as we said before, an increase versus Q1 2012 of 65 euro million at 487.7 versus 422.4. Moving to following slide, we can have a look at volume dynamics. So in terms of total volume, there is a decrease of around 2.8% from 142 to 138. This includes the net addition of Vespa in India, which account, as you can see in the right column, for 13,100 units. Excluding this net addition, the drop in turnover would have been around 10%. The commercial vehicle India went down by 3.8%, and this is especially due to weak export, especially versus Sri Lanka, as we commented before. Commercial vehicle Europe went down from 3 to 2,000, so minus 32%. Asia Pacific went down from 27.5 to 24.2, minus 11.8%. And as we said before, this reflects the stocking of the network, especially in Indonesia, to start the operation in the proper way, to restart the operation in the proper way, and also some destocking in Vietnam. Finally, Europe went down by 17.8%. in a market which went down by 25%. So also in terms of our share of the market, the performance in a very difficult situation was good. Moving to slide 7, we can have a look at the evolution of turnover. So the turnover went down from 343 euro million to 303, minus 11.6%. More or less, all the region declined in line or a little bit below the declining of total volume. The fact that the total dilution is higher, minus 11.6 versus 2.8 in terms of volume, is mainly due to the introduction of Vespa in India, which we know has a much lower selling price compared to the average volume sold by the group. So going to the detailed number, India three-wheeler and four-wheeler went down by 11.3% from 89 to 79. Commercial vehicle Europe went down by 22% from 20 to 15. Then there is a net addition of Vespa India, which accounted for 8.3 euro million. Asia Pacific went down from 49.8 to 45.1, minus 9.4%. And Western country went down from 183.7 to 155.0, minus 15.6%. So with a reduction lower than the reduction we had in volume. Moving to slide 8, we can look at the composition of turnover by business. So spare parts were down by around 14%, from 39.4 to 33.9. Commercial vehicles were down from 100 to 86.5, minus 13.6%. Bikes were down from 44.4 to 41.9, minus 5.6%. And within bikes, Motor Guzzi registered a very good performance, increasing double-digit in volume and turnover. Scooters are down by 9.7% from 154 to 139 million. Moving to slide 9, we can look at the EBITDA evolution. So the key point of this slide is that despite the volume reduction, we have been able to increase the percentage of EBITDA on turnover compared to last year. Last year, we had a total EBITDA of 33 million euro, which was 9.6%. This year, we have 30.1 million euro, which is 9.9%. So an increase of 0.3% despite the reduction of turnover. In terms of composition, turnover caused a decrease in cash gross margin by 12.2 million euro, while we have been able to contract, reduce the OPEX by 9.3 million euro, including around 60 million euro for the closure of the plant in Spain. Moving to slide number 10, we can have a look at the evolution of net result. Last year, the net result was 3.2 million euro. We had a decrease of around EBITDA of around 2.9 million euro in terms of EBITDA, which we saw the previous slide. Then we had a change in depreciation accounting for 0.3 million euro and an increase of financial charges of around 0.8. The three components, of course, caused a decrease in taxes as well. So after taxes, financial, and depreciation, the net result is positive by 1.1 million euro versus 3.2 last year. Moving to slide number 11, we can have a look at cash flow generation compared to previous year. So we started the year with 392 million euros, which was around 65 million euros worse than last year when we started at 335.9. We had an operating cash flow very much aligned to previous year, so 21.6 versus 23.4. Then we had a change in working capital. You know that this quarter is very much seasonal, accounting for an absorption of 92 million euro versus 78 million euro last year. Then we had a CAPEX program reduced compared to 2012, accounting for 22.3 million euro. Last year it was 29.1. And then there are other components such as buyback, conversion reserve, and so on and so forth, of around 3.2 million euro versus 2 million euro last year, ending up with a financial position of 487.7 versus 422.4. Moving to the following slide, we can have a look at the single items of the balance sheet. So in terms of trade receivable, we are at 59.4, in line with 61.8 last year. Inventories, I was looking at the deltas. Accounts receivable, 118.7 versus 123.6, so a little bit reduced by 5 million euro. Also in inventories, we had a decrease of around 11 million euros from 268 to 257.4. Commercial payable are aligned at 392 versus 392.8 this year. Other assets liabilities are increased by 22 million euros, which are mainly deferred tax assets and lower debt versus employee. As you know, last year we had accrued some bonuses to all the employees, and this year these bonuses are not accrued. The bonuses have been paid last year in April, and so the situation will return to the normality after the closure of April. Everything included, the working capital is 11 million euro versus 5.3 last year. Then we have tangible and intangible, and this figure shows the strong investment plan that we made last year. The addition of tangible plus intangible is 990 million euro this year. It was 933 million euro last year, showing an increase of around 55 million euro of tangible and intangible. Financial investment and provision are very much aligned to last year. So we had a total net invested capital of 931 million euros versus 871, so plus 60 million. The net equity is 443 versus 448. And so the difference is borne by net debt, 487 versus 422 million. So I believe these are the key numbers.
Yeah, we are ready to answer your question. Thank you.
Ladies and gentlemen, the Q&A session is now open. I'd like to remind you that if you want to register for your questions, please press star followed by one. To answer the reservation, press star followed by two. Thank you. First question comes from Miss Monica Bosio from Banca IMI. Miss Bosio, please.
Thanks. Good afternoon, everyone. I would have three questions. The first one is related to the OPEX reduction. In the first quarter, the OPEX reduction were quite significant. I was wondering if you can repeat this efficiency also in the next three quarters. At the end of the day, my question is if you can quantify the OPEX reduction for the over the full 2013, and if you expect further restructuring charges. The second question is related to the previous one. Let's keep apart the OPEX reduction. The markets are declining, and we can expect that Europe will continue to be weak, with Asia Pacific that will continue to perform flattish. And I was wondering if there is a downside risk in the, let's say, in the guidance that you gave us during the last conference call, that if I remember well was in the region of 200 million euro, and the consensus is now pointing to 195 million euro. So maybe there is some downside risk, not because of the cost base, but because of the final market. And the third question is related to the three wheels in India. The APEPAC city is should start to support the volumes in India. I was wondering what kind of monthly rate do you expect in the APEPAC starting from April? Thank you very much.
Okay, so let's start from the OPEX reduction. I believe this quarter performed particularly well because, I mean, if you look at cash OPEX, last year we had around 2.6 million euro of restructuring cost. This year we have 6 million euro of restructuring cost. So the difference is around 3 million. So apples with apples, the total reduction has been around 13 million euro. So, I cannot ensure that we will be able to preserve the same ratio, of course, because the 30 million euro times 4 means 52 million euro lower than last year, which was around 30, 40 million lower than the previous year. But we are putting in place all the measures in order to achieve this kind of result. So take into consideration that last year we made some particularly strong actions, such as cutting all the bonus incentives to everybody, included for a part workers. So I don't know if we will be able to do the same also this year, but we are taking strong measures in order to ensure the results. In terms of EBITDA, of course, EBITDA once covered the OPEX and once covered the percentual margin, which we are confident that we will be able to keep around 29 to 30%, is very much a function of the volume. So after 2-3 months, we lost 11.6% of turnover. And so, it depends very much on the next quarters will be. So, in April was a tough month, but for May and June, we see the situation a little bit improving. Yesterday, there was a data of Italy showing the decrease in the market, but at a lower pace than previous months. So there is some sign of hope, and in the next month we have some new products which should be able to ensure some fresh stream of turnover. For example, New Vespa, Vespa 1946, APEPAX should be able to, after the initial sales, to penetrate more and more the Indian market. And so, today the consensus of EBITDA is around 190 million euros, it's a reasonable number. Then if the turnover starts to improve together with the market, of course, we can do much better. If the turnover will be depressed, of course, it will have an impact also on EBITDA. Going to the three-wheeler upper packs, the performance is good. the market is performing well. As you know, I mean, Bajaj is the only player in such a market. So for us, having this kind of product is a net addition because we can compete also in a market where we were not competing. In the first month, we started selling around 2,000 units per month, and I mean, we feel that we can grow more. I don't know how much, but more for sure. Bajaj is reacting very hardly. One of the key items is the permit in order to obtain the license to use the vehicle, and they are playing very strongly in the field of permits. But we are organizing in order to have some support from broker for permits, so that we can penetrate better this market.
Okay, thank you very much.
Next question comes from Mr. Alberto Villa from Intermonte. Mr. Villa, please.
Yes, good afternoon. I have a few questions. The first one is on the net debt increase. I was wondering if you can give us an indication of what you're expecting in terms of cash generation this year and where we should expect to see the debt level, considering that probably the CapEx you're guiding to is lower than last year, but maybe other drivers will not be as as beneficial as last year. So I was wondering if you are expecting any cash generation this year throughout 2013. The second one is a question on the pricing environment you are facing right now in Europe and also in Asia, if it's possible to understand if there is any kind of increased competition, also in light to the devaluation of the yen, maybe some more competition from Japanese competitors. And that's about it. Thank you.
Okay, so starting from net debt increase, I mean, of course, as we say, the last year we have been investing very much, and the total investment were between 140 million and 150 million euros. This year our target is much lower because we completed the key strategic investments such as Vespa in India and the engine plant for scooter in Vietnam. So the new target of OPEX is around 100 million euro. In terms of the net result, at the end of the year, we believe that we can end up with the financial position in line with last year, and this is our target. So I would say a reasonable target is to have a zero cash generation, of course, after paying dividends and having a buyback. And also, if the first quarter showed an increase in the net financial position of around 65 million, this target is feasible because last year the biggest part of the capex took part toward the end. In terms of price pressure, yeah, we face price pressure, we face competition. Japanese are enlarging production, so it can be that in the future there will be some spare capacity in the market. But we pursue the idea to go on with our price positioning without getting in direct competition versus Japanese. And I mean, as we proved in the last 7-8 years of constant margin, despite all the market condition, we want to go on with this strategy in order not to go down 30% gross margin.
Okay,
so, yes, please.
Sorry, follow up if I may. Can you give us an indication of what was the R&D cost capitalization for the first quarter and maybe for the full year?
Yeah, just 1 minute and I'll tell you. Yeah. The capitalization of R&D was around 12.
Twelve.
So 10 million euro external CapEx and 12 million is R&D. Last year, this was 13.5. So we reduced the internal expenses by around 10%. And of course, since finished the plant, external expenses such as fixed, sorry, tangible material, I mean, very much reduced by, say, 50%.
Can we take this number as a run rate for the future quarters?
The number, sorry?
Can we take this number for the first quarter as a run rate for the following quarters?
Sure, I think so. I think so.
Okay. Thank you.
Next question comes from Mr. Niccolò Storer from Mediobanca. Mr. Storer, please.
Yes, good afternoon, gentlemen. I have three questions for you. First one is related to the reduction in cash OpEx. Looking through the numbers, I saw that some reduction came also from the reduction in service costs. And I was wondering if you could comment a little bit on this. My second question is related to Indian export. In March, we saw a strong rebound, and I was wondering how this rebound was related to the launch of the new APEX or was related to something else. The third question, I didn't catch if you confirmed the 200 million EBITDA for 2013. Thank you.
So, I mean, in terms of cash OpEx, we reduce both personnel and external. Personnel in the table are very much aligned because inside the personnel expenses, there are also the restructuring charges for closing the plant in Mantova. So also last year, there was some restructuring charge, but as I was saying before, last year, the total amount was around €2.6 million. This year, it is €6 million. So, I mean, also in personal expenses, we can face a reduction, and probably in the future, after the layoff of all the 100 people we have in Spain, we will have some further reduction as well. External expenses means generally, I mean, consultancies, services. So we have been renegotiating a lot of contracts, and we have been cutting all the expenses not directly linked to the sales, I would say. In terms of export, of course, the introduction of APEX had an advantage. So APEX is something on which we want to fight in India, in the metropolitan area, where thanks to the alternate fuel, GPL, so LPG, CNG, and thanks to the shorter dimension, we can serve much better the transportation segment. And also, we want to use it to export. There are a lot of different countries asking Piaggio for this product, and we hope, thanks to this product, to be able to cover many markets. Also, especially thanks to reduced cost of the engine, which is internalized today. The previous engine was a transformation of a diesel engine, which was not so cost competitive. And also, thanks to the homologation we can have, this engine is an engine derived from a scooter engine, so we know very well the technology behind the petrol engines, and we have been able to build up an engine which can be immatriculated in many countries. So it can be a vehicle useful for Latin America as well for Europe as well and the other Asian region. In terms of EBITDA, as I said before, today the consensus is around 190 million euro. We will do everything possible in order to reduce the OPEX in line with what we did in the first quarter. And then, I mean, it depends very much on the sales level, provided that we will not enter in price wars, and so we will be able to keep the margin around 30%.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you.
Next question comes from Mr. Luca Orsini from One Investment. Mr. Orsini, please.
Good afternoon, everyone. Just one question. Again, you did extremely well on costs. And looking at the extract that you give at page 5 is costo per servizi e godimenti beni di terzi, which is the single largest swing because you saved 10 million in a quarter out of 65, which is a great result. The question I have is how much of this cost are now fixed and how much of this cost are now variable? So how much of the decline is there to stay and how much of the decline is stays so long as stay, is linked to sales?
So, I mean, being external cost, I would say that the biggest part of this cost is variable in the sense that in Italy, I mean, it's very difficult to fire people. It's more difficult to, I mean, cut external expenses. The kind of reduction we did during the first quarter was very high, but we didn't sacrifice anything important for sales, such as the dealer convention we had. So, I mean, it is very reduced, but achieving a similar result is absolutely nothing possible during the next quarter. So we will pursue a strategy of cutting as much as possible until the market will not show some recovery part.
Thank you.
Thank you.
No more question at the moment. Ladies and gentlemen, I'd like to remind you that if you want to register for your questions, please press star followed by 1. To cancel the reservation, press star followed by 2. Thank you. Next question comes from Mr. Michele Baldelli from Exane BNP Paribas. Mr. Baldelli, please.
Good afternoon to everybody. I have just a question about the temporary layoff scheme in the Cassa Integrazione. How much of the reduction of costs could be related to this item, please? Thank you.
So, apart from Cassa Integrazione, we have also a solidarietà program for workers and employees. And this proved to be a very powerful item in order to reduce cost. Also, not only on variable, such as employees to assemble vehicles, but also on fixed cost. This kind of lever started in March, so the total number is not important in the first quarter, but it would be a great lever for the next quarter. In absolute term, I really don't believe that the Cassa Integrazione had an impact in OPEX because we have been using Cassa Integrazione as usually in some, as usual, and not in a very large extent because in Noale, as in 2012, we have solidarietà programs, and Cassa Integrazione is really not very much used.
Okay, thank you very much. And just a follow-up about Indonesia, given the reshuffle of management. Currently, what is the strategy in terms of sourcing and the strategy to penetrate this area?
I mean, in terms of penetrating this area, we saw that, I mean, whenever we try to go directly against Honda, which is, I mean, the biggest player of the market, the fight is very, very difficult because, I mean, they are very cost competitive. So last year, probably the old management chose a mixed strategy. So they started with Vespa, then they thought that going with a normal vehicle was a good strategy. And so at the end, the final customer got very much confused. We feel that with Vespa, especially for the moment, we can have a greater success than in 2012. And we have the current Vespa. Probably in the future, we will be doing something with India, importing some lower cost vehicle, and also we will have some facelift of the current Vespa we are selling. In terms of other vehicle, you know, it doesn't take months, but probably 1 year or a couple of years to design something completely new. And we are preparing a cost-competitive vehicle, but it will not be on the road at least for the next 18 months.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Next question comes from Miss Gabriela Gambarova from Banca Akros. Miss Gambarova, please.
Good morning to everybody.
I beg your pardon, sir.
Don't you worry. Good afternoon to everybody. I have just three very quick questions. One is on the restructuring costs. I mean, you bore 6 million of restructuring in Q1. I would like to know how many restructuring costs you may have in fiscal year 2013. The following one is just on tax rate, just a check. What could be the tax rate for 2014, so for the whole year? And finally, if you have some color on Indian sell-in in April, do you have an idea how did it go? That's it.
Okay, so in terms of restructuring, 6 million after 3 months, the total year should be around 10 to 12 million euro. Because we have to complete the operation in Spain. The most important part has been, of course, done. And then I mean some million to have some opportunistic operation in Europe. In terms of tax rate, we are targeting 40%. Then I mean some percentage point plus or minus, of course, that can occur during the year. And in terms of India phase, I mean we started April with an improvement compared to 2012. As you know, I mean April is a very difficult month in terms of seasonality for all the industry in India because the fiscal year ended up. And I mean, in terms of consumer financing, all the banks are stopping for the first week, so the market is depressed. Last year it was around 12,000 units. This year it was around 14,200 units. So I mean, there is an increase of around 15%.
Okay, thank you. And if possible, I have a follow-up. On India, because as far as I know, you had these strikes there in January because of a contractual update. Does this adjustment in the Indian contract have any role in the improvement of the OPEX in Q1, or will it have any Will it benefit your P&L in some way?
No, I mean, the strike was because in the Maharashtra state we are one of the big companies, and so the renegotiation of contracts started with us. And the outcome of our negotiation would have been one of the key milestones for the renegotiation of all the contracts in Maharashtra. So we kept our positioning. Then we had, of course, to negotiate something. We didn't have any issue during February, March. Now, I mean, there is something which may occur in the next days. But the key point is to, I mean, close the contract without, of course, incurring in the big request the workers made. I mean, this is, I mean, not only for the P&L point of view, because, I mean, the cost of the labor out of our turnover in India is very, very much reduced, around 3%. So, also, if you give plus 25%, I mean, on the P&L, you have an increase of cost from 3% to 4%. So it's not a big impact. But we want to keep our position because in the long term, it can become a problem. In terms of OPEX reduction, it didn't have anything to do because we kept our position. They were asking for a price increase. And also, most of the cost of the labor you have in India is in the cost of the product, so not in the OPEX. So I would say that the OPEX reduction is completely not linked to general situation in India and general negotiation of salaries in India.
Okay, very clear. Thank you.
Thank you.
Next question comes from Mr. Alberto Villa from Intermonte. Mr. Villa, please.
Yes, sorry, just a follow-up again on the OPEX cost. You reduced it by more than 10 million despite, I mean, higher restructuring charges. I was wondering if you can give us an idea of where, probably, presumably Italy, but if you can give us an idea of where you achieved this kind of cost reductions, considering that the launch of Vespa in India and the advertising campaign you mentioned before, etc. I was expecting some kind of cost increase in some areas. So if you can give us an idea of where you achieved these efficiencies. And secondly, once the plant in Spain will be completely shut, how much would improve your cost profile in Europe? Thank you.
Okay, efficiencies have been achieved mostly in Europe, of course. Vietnam saved something around 1 million euro because after the first period when we had a lot of expatriates there, we are trying to reduce a little bit of the expatriates in Vietnam so we can save some money. India didn't save in the three-wheeler very much, but had to sustain a new structure for selling Vespa. So as a whole, India had higher expenses compared to last year. And all the key savings have been made in Europe, I would say, especially in areas such as, I mean, technical, legal, and tax consultancies, some outsourced manufacturing, some transportation cost, some sundry commercial expenses, some advertising and promotion. We saved some money in the product warranty and in the lease and rental cost. These are, I mean, the biggest areas where we saved money.
So is that fair to say that you reduced the overall cost in Europe by more than 20% in the quarter?
Yeah, it may be, because, I mean, if you look at the total OPEX, the total OPEX are 68 million euros, if I remember well, And just one second. The total OPEX around 68 million euros, and we save 10 million euros. So I mean, it's a overall reduction double digit. So if you include India and Vietnam, which together had a cost increase compared to last year, Europe on the lower base saved around 20%. Absolutely.
Yeah, because maybe Europe accounts for around 50% of the...
Absolutely, absolutely. I mean, Europe, we have been cutting very much in the past, during the last 5 years. But I mean, Europe was, let's say, a company having a total turnover in 2007 of around 1.2-1.3 billion. So, of course, the structures such as R&D, general administrative, selling, which have been cut many, many times, but are still big compared to the turnover reduction we experienced.
Yeah, just if it's possible to know about Spain going forward.
Sorry. I mean, Spain going forward will have a couple of impacts. One impact on OPEX, because, I mean, while reducing the plant structure, we will not have any more to sustain this cost, because the production will be localized in Noale, and so the 20 and more employees working on services there will be completely saved. In terms of manufacturing, we will be saving some variable cost because it's not efficient to manufacture in an empty plant. In terms of people, we will save, let's say, some 20 indirect workers, because the other 60 to 70 direct workers will be working in the Italian plant. The plus is that, I mean, you already have the people in Scozia plant. Also, if at the moment you are using some solidarity program, so you are using only when you need them. So I would say that in the longer term, you have the workers and you can save, or better, you can use the workers you have. You can do without increasing indirect workers, and you can save the employee. In the shorter term, you would have saved the direct workers through Solidarietà programs while you are saving the employee and the indirect workers.
So but you're meaning that part are already recovered as cost thanks to the Solidarietà, et cetera, and some... Will be,
for the direct workers, I mean, in 2012, sorry, we didn't sustain this cost, and probably we could have done also in 2013 because Solidarietà program is still in place.
Mm-hmm.
But you have to plan for the future, and so sooner or later, Solidarietà program will finish, and so having transferred the production here in Italy instead of in Spain, for the future, 2014, we will be able to leverage on the work that we already had. We already have. Without this transfer, probably we would have had to fire people or to sustain inefficiencies.
Okay, thank you.
So, thank you. I think that now we can close the call. Thank you very much for attending the conference call. If you need more info, as usual, you can call me this afternoon tomorrow. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Ladies and gentlemen, the conference is over. Thank you for calling Piaggio.